This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Rick Perry's still on the campaign trail amid financial problems. Low fundraising has left the former governor unable to pay his staff. Abby Livingston with the Texas Tribune says Perry ran into two major problems.
One, he was the only Texan in the race 4 years ago, and he raised $17 million in the first about 7 weeks of that race. That was a time when the Republican conservative activists were unhappy with who their options were, and he was all but drafted to run for president. And then he stumbled very badly.
The debate performance?
Correct. And he lost a lot of momentum and then eventually dropped out of the race. This time around, he is a much better candidate. He has spent the last 4 years studying and buckling down and trying to present himself in a more learned manner. The problem is, this is a better field than 4 years ago. He is competing against much better candidates, and many of them have deep ties to the Lone Star State. So you have Jeb Bush, whose family practically invented modern political fundraising in Texas. You have Ted Cruz, and then you have other candidates who don't even have ties to Texas who have made inroads within the Texas donor world. So it's this very sad moment for Perry where he is a much better candidate, but it's a much more difficult field.
Did he not begin fundraising early enough, or is he just simply running among better people?
I don't think you can fault Governor Perry for not being prepared on any level this time, including fundraising. I think it's just it is a better field, and he is getting hit from every direction with contacts. An East Texas bundler who's just considered the guy you go to, he was with Perry in 2012, and now he's with Jeb Bush. And there are situations where some of these people have longer ties to other candidates than Rick Perry.
All is not lost, reportedly. There's a super PAC standing by to help.
Correct. He has some very, very smart political operatives from Mississippi who are on his side, who are running this super PAC. It raised about $17 million as of June 30th, and they say they've been raising money since the news came out that Perry is in financial trouble. But they cannot coordinate with Governor Perry. They have to run their separate operation, but they say that they are willing to assume responsibilities that typically the candidate's campaign has traditionally done in presidential races.
It sounds as if there really wasn't any shock out there that this financial problem happened.
I would actually disagree a little bit on that. Perry was struggling, and everyone sort of knew it. You can see it in the polling. But he still has such a strong reputation from 2012 of being a great fundraiser that the way several sources put it was, we weren't that shocked. We were shocked that he was the first one. They expected Rick Santorum to run into trouble before Perry and other candidates. And so it was shock that he was the first one.
Abby Livingston, thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having me.